So what are our thoughts on scooping? I think scooping is sometimes can be a controversial topic within Magic the Gathering.
Clarify, we're talking about scooping, not spooning.
Yes. We are talking about scooping. Yes, no, spooning is generally frowned upon during a Magic game.
Generally is a keyword.
Generally. Depends upon the company you keep. But scooping, to for those of you who are unaware of the Magic lingo, scooping is the term of conceding a match. And the reason why it's called scooping is because the motion that you make when you collect your cards, you're scooping them up. You kind of scoop them up. And it's very interesting. If you ever want to see this in action, watch a live stream or a pro play. I swear, it's just something that all the pro players pick up. They scoop up their cards in the exact same way. They do this like scooping motion. But anyway, so that's where it comes from. And it basically means to concede. And it can be controversial. It typically is, for the most part, considered okay in a lot of situations. But there are other situations where scooping is more controversial.
Yeah, I mean, I think first off, the problem is like nowadays that the most popular format is Commander, EDH, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that being multiplayer, it gets a lot more complicated. But you have to remember, Magic was originally a 1v1 game, right?
Yep.
If you scoop, you just say, hey, you win, right?
Yeah.
There's no downside to it other than you're admitting, hey, I'm quitting. You get the win, I'm out.
Yep.
Right? You can be mean about it, but that's on you, right?
Yeah.
And how you do it and like your mannerisms and everything else speak to you as a person and if people want to play against you again and stuff like that. But I think most of the conversation we're going to be having today is in regards to like EDH.
Yeah.
Right? Because you don't give anyone an advantage other than saying you win.
yeah, exactly. Well, and I think that's a very good point, and it's part of the reason why scooping is generally considered okay outside of EDH, because, you know, like you said, unless you're being a jerk about it, scooping is fine, because it's essentially like, oh, I can see I'm dead on board, or I'm not, even if the reason is I'm not really having fun right now. You're playing counter Magic and I can't play a game of Magic, so I would rather us try again and see if I can actually play Magic next game, or I'm going to find another opponent. That's fine as long as you're not being a jerk about it when you're doing it. But for EDH and multiplayer, scooping can become more emotionally charged because there's a lot more factors involved.
Right. And to be fair, it's not exclusive to EDH. Like, mm-hmm. I'm having mm-hmm. flashbacks to some of the Modo games I've played, right? And, you know, you're playing a 1v1 game, and there's definitely emotion behind goops.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Especially, like, depending on what you're trying to get out of the game versus what the other person is, and when that doesn't align, that can be a problem.
Yeah.
And that's a big thing in any type of, like, card game or game you play in general with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Where if you go in with different objectives, where I'm going in to have fun and you're going in to win, right?
Yeah.
Winning might be fun to you, but fun to me might be getting a janky combo off and, you know, filling the board with squirrels or whatever it mm-hmm. be, right? And like when that doesn't align, where like you talk about like getting countered and over and over and over again, and you're not allowed to play the game.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing that gets people, one of the things that's the saltiest people. I say one of, because like land destruction is pretty high up there too.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, like that triggers people. It really does. And mm-hmm. like one of the things I think back to when we're talking about this, and it's something I hope you've seen but other people out there will have seen, is the little short clip thing from way back in the day from Francis, where he's playing a game of Magic and the person's like just toying with him and he's getting so impatient he flips the freaking table.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like I feel that. I really do.
Oh yeah, yeah. Some people out there, like I have a buddy, I have a very close buddy who absolutely loves control Magic. Like he loves control Magic. The joy for him is keeping you from playing Magic. He just enjoys that. And he has a really hard time understanding why we don't like playing that kind of Magic. And it's interesting to me, like, now to his credit, like over the years he has realized that, and he started to work on making other decks that aren't as controlling. Like he's, you know, he has discovered that he likes aristocrat style. There's a word for that though. Drain, life drain. But yeah, he loves that kind of magic. So he's learned to try to go that route a little bit and not as, no, you can't do that. No, you can't do that. Like Winter's Orb is one of his favorite. Winter Orb is one of his favorite cards, and we hate it. He has a wizard's deck that my other buddies and I, like, we kind of refuse to play it. Every time he brings it out, we're like, okay, we're bringing out the decks we've tailor-made to shut that deck down, you know?
And that's getting a little off topic, but, like, I feel that, though. Like, it's a problem when you have a deck that people have to build to go against,
mm-hmm.
specifically.
Yeah.
Right? And, like, Winter's Orb being an example of it, where if you have a card that you know is in your deck and you're building around it specifically,
mm-hmm.
but nobody else is,
mm-hmm.
like, hey, guess what? People aren't going to like playing against you.
Exactly. Exactly. But that's the thing. Like it, you know, and actually, come to think of it, that Wizards deck was the first time I ran into salty concessions from my other buddy, who every time Eric would bring that deck out, my other buddy would be like, I'm not playing this game, like I'm not going to play this game until you put that deck away. And at first I was like, why, like what's the problem? And then I played it a few times and I was like, oh, that's why. But at the same time, like, Eric's enjoyment is important too, you know, like
it is that problem in general you run into with a pod dynamic, especially when it's a group of people you play against regularly,
uh-huh.
where someone is going to have a deck that is, I won't even say like a higher power level, but it's just tuned to a different standard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And if they play that and everyone else isn't ready for it to go up to bat with that in mind,
mm-hmm.
it's not going to be a fun game for everybody. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
And I could understand that being like a deck you pull out when it's like, hey, this is a no hold barred, we're going in and we're throwing punches, like everyone's, you know, battle royale, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like this is going to be bloody.
Yeah
pull out your big guns. Like I can get it being that, especially if everyone has a deck that's like their little baby that they're going to put out there and it's going to demolish, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Especially if it's not in the same case where it's like a deck that's built to go specifically against, but if it's a similar deck in regards to it does its own thing that if not addressed, right? And that's where you get into like CEDH level.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Where those decks they're built to do their thing and do it very quick.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and that's something that I found interesting in playing and getting involved more with the CEDH community through my connections through Monarch Media. The CEDH community is very interesting to me because they don't run into the same problems that you get in casual Magic, where you sometimes do get these bad feel moments where somebody sat down at a table and there was a misunderstanding of power level, and either their deck is either way underpowered or way overpowered for the table, and it creates this weird dynamic where in CEDH, there's this thing of like everybody's playing to win. So if they can knock me out, they did better than my deck could do at this time. You know, like it's very, they're very understanding. There's not nearly as much salt as far as I've seen.
There's a couple different things with that though, because like in general, that's kind of the goal. Is always right, and that's the funny part where people are like what's the difference? So it's like, don't you always want to win the game? It's like, yes,
yeah,
but when you're playing at that level, right, you've tuned your deck, it will do what it's supposed to do. You're not going to sit there and, you know, not draw your third land, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And like that's where just as a player, even like you're performing at a higher level, and it's like going out there and, you know, racing on a track versus, you know, driving your little street rod down the street from stoplight to stoplight, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you have a goal in mind. You're both trying to like drive your car fast, but one's meant for it.
Yeah, exactly. with particularly like comparing CEDH to casual EDH, like somebody conceding, somebody scooping in CEDH, they're scooping because they've lost. They've scooping because they're scooping because they know there is nothing I can do to win this game. And even with the politic of like, because there definitely are situations where somebody else might be saying, hey, can you maybe not scoop for another turn? Like, let us kill you so that way that effect you have on the board that is helping me, you know, and then it's up to the player to decide, well, it, you know, get a little bit of kingmaker right there. But generally they're, even if the person typically says, no, I'm scooping now, it's no point for me to stay around. There's really not much salt. It's like, oh, well, like I tried, you know?
It really depends on the board state. Cause that's the big thing with it. Right.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have much going on and you know it's impossible for you to win, you are still going to eat up other people's resources to kill you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's the part where I feel like scooping's wrong unless it's to the point where it's not beneficial for you to be playing the game anymore to the detriment of your fun.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because, like, the big thing for me is I don't like being toyed with, right? If you can kill me and you're not doing it,
yeah,
and you're just sitting there playing with your food like a cat with a mouse it caught, like, don't expect me to put up with it, right? Because yeah, if you don't have the respect to kill me in the game, like, I'm not going to play the game.
Yeah, yeah. Or in a similar thing is somebody who is going to win, but they're just sitting there just, you know, looping their things and making it go off, and it's just like, okay, can you just like state what you're doing to win? Like, I know the rules are a little bit different in, you know, competitive level. They have to actually go through some of the motions and do some stuff. There's different stuff there than it is in casual. But when somebody's sitting there and going through it over and over and over again just to waste everybody's time, it's almost like roping on Arena. It's like, though I will say on Arena, if somebody tries to rope me, I make them wait. Like, I don't rope them. I don't rope them back. But what I do is I'll sit there and I figure, if you're trying to waste my time to get me to quit, I'm going to ensure that you waste just as much of your time. And I refuse to concede. Even if I'm going to lose, I refuse to concede on Arena when somebody's roping me.
It's interesting because, like, I haven't played a lot of Arena. I've done a little bit, right? But, like, most of my time was on, like, Modo for the digital experience. And, like, you run into those people who just sit there.
Yeah.
And, like, try to burn out the timer to get you to scoop.
Yeah, that's what roping is. Yeah,
it's like, hey man, I'm doing this while I'm supposed to be working, so I have all day.
I'm getting paid for this, man. You just go right ahead.
Right? I mean, like, I've had those moments where it's like, okay, I can wait the 15 minutes. Like, what's up?
Yeah, yeah. So the audience gets caught up. If you don't know what roping is, the reason why it's essentially what Dingo just said, but the reason why it's called roping on Arena actually comes from Hearthstone. On Hearthstone, the timer is a fuse, and it's a rope burning. So what they would do, what jerks do, is if they realize they're losing, or they know that they're kind of in a weird position where they're like, I may not win, but I want to try to see if I can get this person to concede. So I'm going to wait until the last possible moment every time for my turn to do an action. So that way, and the rope burns down, and then right before the rope burns out, they do an action. And sometimes it can be because they lost connection, you know. But anyways, the term came from Hearthstone, and it's being used in Arena as well, even though Arena is a different, it doesn't, there's no rope on the screen. It's infuriating, but like I said, I like when opponent is doing it for me, I do what you do. I just sit there and I figure, hey, if you're gonna try to get me to concede by wasting my time, I'm just gonna sit there and I'm gonna make you do it. I'm gonna make you waste your time. And you usually, like, sometimes you don't know it. Like I said, it could be they lost connection, but there are some times where you can tell, like, they were like on Johnny on the spot until they started losing. And then once they started losing, all of a sudden they started waiting their timer out. And it's like, I wonder what's happening over there in that other computer.
Yeah. Did you say Johnny on the spot or a Johnny on the spot?
I guess there you go with the puns. A Johnny on the spot. There we go.
I mean, it's interesting, though, because, like, I know that slow play like that is, like, a a fence, like in an actual competition, right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Where like you can get booted. But the it's interesting because like I know some of the decks I've played online where it's not uncontrollable infinite. Mm-hmm. And you go your infinite and you have to keep doing your combo and clicking all the things over and uh-huh. over and over again.
Uh-huh.
I feel bad for people.
Uh-huh.
And I get it when they scoop during that because it's like, I can win. Just give me 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's, well...
Which is also, like, the shortcut and, like, IRL. Like, it's like, hey, I'm going to do this. I make 1,000 tokens, and I'm going to get this card, and that's how I win. And
yeah.
Like, cool, done.
Yeah. Well, it's... But see, the thing is if somebody is doing something on the other side of the board, and they're actually doing something, I can tell they're trying to do something... Like, a lot of times I'll just let that roll just to see. Now, there are times, I'll admit, I'm a much faster scooper on Arena. Like, there was a good bit of time where it was during the age of Teferi where, I can't remember exactly which Teferi it was, but there was a deck that was just gross. It was just annoying as hell. And basically, I would see like Island, and then I can't remember what one drop they always would do, but it would get to the point where I would see that and I would just scoop on that because I was like, I don't want to play this game. This isn't fun, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's understandable when you get to that point, and like, I can't blame you, right? But like, it's also frustrating when I play against people who assume I'm playing a certain kind of deck.
Yeah.
And then they just keep leaving because it's like, oh, hey, look, you played an Urza's Tower. Gone.
Yeah. At the same time, though, there is part of me that's like, there is a small part of me that when somebody, like, I start playing something, even if I'm not playing, like, in fact, I'm very rarely playing the meta deck. I'm usually playing something silly. But every now and again when I, like, sit down and somebody just scoops right out, I'm like, ooh, free win. Yay, next game. And I think it's because... at least for Arena, I don't mind it as much just because of how quickly you can just hop back into a game. Like, there's hardly any waiting. It's just like, okay, I'm going to do another game. Let's go. Boom. So it doesn't bother me as much. Now, I'll admit, I'm saying this as somebody who's not as into Arena as other people. Like, I don't play Arena very often. It just makes me angry sometimes.
That type of scooping, like, it's frustrating to be against when you just want to play a game.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's understandable from the other perspective of like when I play like a swamp and then a cauldron familiar and people scoop, it's like they assume I'm playing something that's optimal for that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I can't blame them, but like at the same time, I'm the kind of person who loves to see what your deck can do.
Mm-hmm.
And like I'll play a game even if I'm losing it. The few times I've scooped, like really scooped. In like Modo,
uh-huh.
is if I misplay so bad, I'm embarrassed to keep playing.
I will usually heavily scoop because I think for me, and this actually comes down. This is something that's fairly important to me is how I use my time, and if I'm not having fun, I'm like, all right, I'm done with this. I'm out, you know. And I can understand how that could be frustrating to somebody who just wants to play. You know, but the way I look at it is that just means that they get to go into another game with somebody who's probably going to sit and play with them.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what happens when you scoop? You leave me to play against the guy playing Super Friends. And I don't care if any of our listeners out there love playing Super Friends decks. I don't like playing against you. I'll do it. I will do it, but I don't enjoy it.
He will do it, but he won't have fun. But yeah, so with scooping, like, I think the biggest thing for me with scooping is I try to go for the low sodium scoop. Obviously, you want to be respectful of your own time. You don't want to be, you know, wasting, like, you don't want to be in a situation where you waste your time. But at the same time, you also don't want to be a jerk about how you scoop, you know?
The easy low-hanging fruit, though, that you just kind of said there, too, about wasting time. Like, I don't think anyone ever has a problem with it when it's like, hey, I gotta go, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, don't be upset when someone has obligations. They have a family. They have whatever they need to get to, right? Like, life does come first. Like, magic is not the top priority. I'm sorry, people.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's the thing. Like, it's when it's an external thing, you know, that's totally fine. I think the big thing that folks should try to avoid is scooping, because there's scooping when there's like the salty scoop, which is, you know, the you guys suck, I'm done, yeah, you know,
you flip at the table on your way out.
Exactly. Like, that's not cool. But then there's another actually argument to why you shouldn't scoop early, and this is even true in 1v1. I remember it was actually the first pre-release I ever attended. Yeah, I've been playing Magic for a long time, but the first pre-release I ever attended was Oath of the Gatewatch. And I was playing, and my first round opponent was a younger guy. But basically what it was there was a game where he scooped, but he scooped like ridiculously early. He scooped on like turn 4, and he had lands, he had a handful of cards, like... And I just was doing something, like I was able to get more going on my board, but I was like, he had hardly any life, any damage taken to him. Like, there was nothing. I was a good 3 or 4 turns at least away from killing him, but he scooped to go to the next game. And I was like, and like in my mind, I'm thinking that was way too early. And even if he had garbage in his hand, there were still 3 or 4 turns where he could have gotten good stuff. And in my head, I'm thinking he scooped. That was way too early. So that's something you also want to avoid too. Like, don't scoop the moment you think you're going to lose.
And I think, like, relating to that, and like personally here, like thinking about like last week, the game we were doing, and I was playing my Orcish Bowmaster deck. Like, I thought I was dead, like so dead, and hardly pulled that through.
Uh huh.
Like, you never know what's going to happen. Like,
oh yeah,
you know, misplays aside, great. like, there's still sometimes a chance. Like, you never know.
Like, and that's the thing. Now, I can understand, like you said, like, sometimes you make a misplay that is just so bad that you maybe could win the game, but it's, at that point, you're just like, oh God, I just showed my ass.
When it's in person, it's a lot easier to, like, say, like, oh shit, sorry, let's fix that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But when it's online, it's like, well, because like I struggle with like timing things to like the right moment, like in what phase and responding things. I'm like online, because you don't just say, hey, in response to this, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So like I'll miss my triggers, and it's like, well, I'm done. I can't do this.
Yeah. that's the thing. Well, that's a funny thing. Like, while online is great because it keeps track of things for you, it also can make things more difficult for some players, because like you said, like, there are times where it's like, okay, now when am I supposed to do this? Like, when's the best way to do this? How to do this? I remember, I was playing again, this was Arena, and I was playing and I can't remember what spell it was, but it was essentially a spell where it was some kind of like spell that like destroyed a creature of some sort, like destroy target creature. You did something and then destroy target creature. And but it also did something to one of your creatures, like it buffed one of your creatures and then it destroyed some. I can't remember what it was, but essentially what happened was, because I did some misclicks, I buffed my creature and then destroyed it. That was slightly embarrassing. So yes, I immediately hit concede and was like, I'm out. Like, I could have probably salvaged that game, because I think it was maybe turn 3. But
at that point, though, it nope.
Yeah, like, it was like,
you don't see me anymore. I'm gone.
Exactly. And especially because like the opponent almost immediately dropped in with the oops, and I was like, rub salt in that wound, my friend.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. Well, thinking back to like the paper commander games like people like to play, right? I think the big problem I see, and this is the part where it's like, I don't think it's okay, right? Is someone's doing their big play and you scoop to specifically hinder them.
Oh yeah. That's a dick move. Like, that's just, not to put too fine
like
a point
the,
on it.
You know, the person swinging at you and they have lifelink and they'd be gaining 70 life, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, hey, I'm going to scoop. That way you don't get any of the life. And like, I know people out there say like, you know, you scooping sorcery speed.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I mean, I get that because it's your turn thing. But like, even then, like, depending on the situation, I don't think that's fair sometimes even. Where some games, it's like, you know what? I can't do this. The person's too toxic. I'm just not playing this game.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Or it's like, hey, they're, you know, playing Super Friends. I'm out of here. No.
Yeah.
I'll play you. I just won't enjoy it.
Yeah.
but I don't know, like, personally speaking, and this is again like what I would do, like, myself, not saying what other people have to do, I like to play the game to see what's up, to see what's going on. I don't build decks to sit there and not have them be interacted with, right?
yeah
like if you playing a counter spell can shut down my entire deck, I built it wrong.
Wow.
Now if you keep countering everything I do and you don't interact with anybody else, there might be some life points lost outside of the game.
Yeah. well I think, but see, there are sometimes, and this is something that inevitably happens in Magic, there are sometimes where two decks will come up against each other and one deck is, even though it wasn't specifically tailor-made, it was tailor-made to shut down the other deck. Like, something about that commander or something about essentially makes the other deck not be able to do anything. And in those situations, it's kind of like, okay, yeah, that kind of sucks for the one person, so maybe we should either play another deck or, you know, or let that person concede and maybe find another pot or, you know, whatever.
Even then, the better move is to say, hey, we understand that this is a massive hurdle for them, so maybe don't be aiming at them the entire game, right? And that's where the politicking comes in a bit more, where it's like, hey, like, you know, this person played an Immortal Sun, right?
Yeah.
It's like, hey, guess what? The guy who's playing Super Friends might not have a lot to do anymore.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to bully him even worse. Like, if he wants to concede, that's up to him, but don't pick on him.
Well, yeah, and I think that's fair too. But I do think that it is, I think in that situation, it would be totally, especially with the Immortal Sun versus Super Friends, I think it would totally would be fine for the Super Friends person, like, after a couple of turns, to be like, look, guys, I appreciate you not picking on me. I appreciate that, but I got to go. Because there does come a point where it's like, you know, Commander games can go a long time. You know,
they can, yes, but like, to the same point, if there's a single card that can shut your game down and you know people play it, maybe you should have some things in your deck that can specifically get rid of those kinds of cards.
That's fair. That is fair. But there are also times where it's like some random, like I'll even use the example of last week that, like, I wasn't aware of. Now, this isn't exactly on the same level, but there are examples of it being like, essentially, this one deck or this one card that runs is run and is a major part of this deck completely nullifies another deck. And I'll use the example of last week when we were playing and I played what was it?
Exotic Orchard.
And then I had Felwar Stone in my hand, and you were playing a colorless deck. So Exotic Orchard and Felwar Stone were null. They were null because you weren't creating any colored mana. So they essentially couldn't be tapped for anything. So I had dead cards in hand, dead cards on board. And there are situations, and unfortunately my brain is, my brain is not working right now, but I know there are certain situations where, like, a specific card will completely nullify an entire deck to the point where they just can't do anything. And, you know,
I mean, there's cards out there, because, like, you have, like, you know, Blood Moon can be pretty bad about that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, like, other cards like that too. And I think it's okay if you can't, like, again, like you said, like, 3 or 5 turns later and there's no turning around.
Yeah.
I, at that point, like, I don't blame you. I just don't.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you immediately scoop when I play an Immortal Sun and you don't give anybody on the table or yourself a chance to destroy it,
that's like,
okay.
That's fair. That is definitely fair. Like, I think that's a perfect way to compare it. It's like do you don't scoop when the hate card hits. See if the hate card can get handled. then, you know, and you yeah. know, then decide, okay, all right, yeah, I can't handle this. I gotta go. But when you're, you know, I do think that there is something to be said for scooping at sorcery speed, or at the very least, you know, sorcery speed, or at least in between turns, you know?
Right. Like when there's not a stack being done, which is why sorcery speed's what it is, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like you're not responding to anything. Nothing else is going on. And I think, again, in general, especially if you're playing against a pot of people that aren't your buddies, right? Like, that's a good rule of thumb, right?
Yeah,
if you are going to scoop, which again, I personally don't like doing unless it's against, you know, super friends on Modo. but I'll suffer. But like, just let the game go. Unless there's absolutely nothing you can do, like just play the game, yeah. right? Like you don't know what's going to happen. Like you can throw something out there and your little grizzly bear can mess up somebody's board state or their plan because they have to hold up a defender they weren't going to hold up, or they didn't, and you get through and do more damage, and now the other guy has lethal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
you might not be the winner, but you are definitely going to be a thorn in someone's side, and you should live to it.
Yeah. Be the thorn. Be the thorn. That'll be the title for today's episode. Be the thorn. And that about does it for today's discussion on Beyond the Deck Box, where we talk about all things Magic the Gathering. You can find us each week on the YouTube channel FDSMTG, or you can find us anywhere you get your podcasts. Just look for Beyond the Deck Box. You can find DM Dingo on Twitch, or you can find him on the FDSMTG Discord, link in the description. You can find me, FDSMTG, on YouTube, or at FDS_MTG on Threads, or on Mastodon, kind.social. Thank you so much for tuning in, and you all have a wonderful day.